This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the web, the World Wide Web of the DJV Show, at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at Cecil, and at Doug Steffen. Say hello to the folks listening north of Phoenix on KHEP, the talk station, talk radio 1280, having our company this morning. We're happy to have your company, and happy to have our company. That's why we're here. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas, grandpas, aunts and uncles, and cousins everywhere who want to go to college, you ought to move to New York State. Because yesterday, your new best friend became Governor Andrew Cuomo, who said, as far as he's concerned, he's with Bernie Sanders all the way. Under the new plan, students from families that make less than 125 G's a year will pay nothing, zero, nada, to attend any two-year college or four-year institution in New York State. How about that? This is a great idea, don't you think? It's free, right? Nobody. Oh, wait a minute. The taxpayers have to pay for this. Wow.
Yeah, my grandma used to always say, there's nothing for free, sweetie.
No, there isn't anything for free.
For free.
Free. Opponents say, bad idea, Governor. Taxpayers are going to have to pay for all of this. Well, I would, just by understanding southern New York versus northern New York, the northern part of the state will say, no to this. But the New York City crowd and some of the people in the southern part of the state say, oh, this is great. Yeah, let's give it to them. And then we'll give it to all those wealthy people who need to pay more in taxes anyway. We need to spread the wealth around. Good for you. Or maybe not. Okay, comments?
I'd be interested to know what our resident New Yorker thinks.
Yes, well, she is, Victoria Keelan, our registered and resident New Yorker.
Does it say what school it is? Is it state
schools? All four-year public colleges, all two-year public colleges.
So that's all the SUNYs.
The SUNYs, right.
And probably
SUNY Cobleskill, and from there up, down, and sideways, yes. Everybody goes free.
I mean, uh-huh. I don't know. You know, we talked about education a lot yesterday. And,
yes.
You know, and I do think that people tend to overlook two-year colleges and associate's mm-hmm. degrees and community colleges. And, you know, in New York, there are some really great, and in this area, Long Island, Nassau Community College has an incredible broadcasting program. I mean, I don't know. I don't think it needs to be, I don't think everything should be free, but I do think that there should be a new system put in place, and I do think there should be more of an emphasis on
community
college.
So what's the system in the ideal world? Let's say that Victoria Keelan is queen of the world. What is the best possible scenario here?
I do think that, I mean, obviously college needs to be more affordable, you know, I mean, that's just the bottom line. But I do think, though, that, and a lot of my Republican friends have been saying this for a long time, and I do agree with them, in New York and New Jersey, that, you know, if you get into a good community college, that maybe for the first year or two, there could be some sort of an incentive to have that, you know, not burden you with a huge bill at the end of it. But then going, if you start there and then you go into a four-year university, then you obviously have to pay for the four-year university or for the bachelor's degree. But I think that there should be something to help kids get a leg up and to get started in college. I don't think everyone should go to a four-year, you know, liberal arts college and just float around and do nothing and party. So I don't know what the answer is, but I do think that there needs to be some sort of reform for sure.
You just put it that
way. Taxpayer subsidized, right?
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I mean, I think that if you can reduce costs, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that just is wasted.
Okay,
you know, where does all the lottery money go? Everyone says, that the lottery's supposed to support schools, right? So why can't the lottery in New York City, in the state of New York, why can't that support having kids go to community college?
It could if it was done the right way. They said they were going to do.
Right.
How about we do this? How about we provide some sort of incentive? You just said something that I have thought often, Victoria, about students who go to school, they have public tuition paid for them, and they do nothing but screw off just barely enough to get by so that their grade point average stays right on the edge, right on the cusp. So they don't get kicked out, and they'll get a degree, but they have nothing, they haven't really done anything except screw off for four years. So if that's the case, you pay your own way. If you can achieve a 3.4, a 3.5, a 3.6, love you, if you can get to a 4-point, then there's an incentive there for us to help if you come from a family that really is in trouble financially. But just to throw out these blanket, everybody gets in for nothing, that's not
fair. I don't
agree
with that. Yeah.
Donald Trump's kids should go to the State College in New York for nothing? No. Whether he's paid a lot of taxes or not, it's just not right. We don't incentivize things enough in this area, in business. We need to think this through. And if you're going to support something like this, which I think does have some legs to a point, but only for people who are in the same category as others, who, but for the grace of God, don't have the same sort of success that you do or I do. Nobody should be paying for college for my kids to go to school. And I hope that you continue to be successful, Jennifer, when you have children, and Victoria, you have children. I hope you have the wherewithal as you continue to grow and prosper in your selected career so that you won't need somebody to help you. You can have the pride. I would think it would be certain, for me anyway, the way my mind works, I don't want somebody helping me. I don't want something for nothing. It bothers me ethically, morally. My standards are such, and I'm not sticking on my just say, oh, wow, Doug Stephan. I just think that wasn't the way. Nobody's ever given me anything. And I don't believe in giving things. I've helped my children for sure. We all do that. But and did I pay for their education? Most of it, yeah. But they're paying me back in the sense that what they've learned and what they are using and how they are accomplishing things in their lives is a credit to their education, it's a credit to their mother, it's a credit to me. More important, it's a credit to them. And so if you have people that really take what has been done to heart and they use this, I mean, can you imagine at most good colleges how much knowledge there is there if you really set your mind to really learning what you can get out of it? It's amazing.
It's true, but not many kids think of it that way.
No, they don't, because they're all spoiled. Entitled.
I was guilty of it, too. I mean, I just think that if you can prove that you are driven and that you're successful, and I do believe that, I think that we can help those kids. And why should they just get lost in the system because they can't afford to go to college?
No. Uh-uh.
I don't agree with that. And if taxpayer money gets allocated to some of that, I'm fine with that. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we're wasting so much money on as taxpayers. I'd rather it go to an American education system where kids can actually compete in the world.
Yeah. See, and that's true, but that's never going to, I mean, that's not going to happen. They're not going to say, oh, well, we're overspending here, so we're going to spend it on kids now. It's just going to be more and more taxes until someone actually comes in and reforms it and makes sure that the
Trump
money
does.
Is going in the right place.
Let's hope Trump does something about that. All right, in a moment, we're going to meet Father Michael Flager. Find out what this priest is doing in Chicago to try to curb the murder rate. Up next here with DJV.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation value.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 17 after the hour. The violence in Chicago is so persuasive. Say that again, Doug. The violence in Chicago is so pervasive.
How pervasive is it?
Father Michael Flager, who is a priest, has the largest Catholic church, says he's not waiting for a savior. He has taken it upon himself and the congregation to find the murderers in his district. Apparently one of the children in his church was killed by the random acts of violence there. So he's offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in this case. They have given out 24 rewards in the past 10 years for this kind of stuff. So imagine, I mean, think about what that acknowledgement is about. The violence is so bad on the south side of Chicago that the only place, where, I mean, you saw yesterday, I don't know that we talked about this yesterday, but I remember seeing it in a couple of different sites, how the Chicago police are just basically doing nothing. They're not chasing bad guys. They're not investigating murders. They're doing nothing. So if I were a resident of Chicago and on the radio there, I'd be looking for an impeachment of the mayor, number one. But I'd also be having this guy on and other people. This fellow is a force of nature. St. Sabina's Church, he's been there for 41 years. He says the violence going on in this past year is remarkable, even by the South Side standards, which, understandably, is something that makes everybody very angry. They don't trust the government. They don't trust the community leaders. And they just don't trust anybody because they've been abandoned by the police department. So, anyway, you see all kinds of these stories about these kids getting killed all over the place. And nobody's doing any. How? It's so frustrating because you see, and here the president's going to Chicago next week to do a, what is it called, the state of the, whatever, state
his
of the country.
Exit speech or whatever?
Yeah, right. On the 10th.
He's going to Chicago as a shining city of a great example of what? Of how not to run a city. One of our proudest, most beautiful cities is being laid to shambles by the lack of management there. Nobody's after that. Where's the police? I think there's a woman who's police chief there, and they don't respect her because she's a woman. So they don't do anything. How do they keep getting federal funds? Wait till Obama gets out of office, see how much federal money goes to Chicago. I mean, well, it's great if it's being used, but good God. This is outrageous.
Well, they were talking. I mean, that's been the conversation, is what happens there with the money. And do we ask for more accountability in return?
Ask. Demand it. 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
They'll call it a mystery. That's gonna call it
victory.
We'll be right in history.
Ooh.
It's gonna be
victory.
There'll be signs on
good stuff. Time,
just so you know.
Pentecostal preacher Kim Burrell. Gospel singer Kim Burrell. Said some horrible things about gay people in a sermon that she aired on her Facebook Live page. And now she's being blasted for her comments. Music, news, music, and comments in this portion of each hour of our programs, 24 after the hour. This singer is featured on the song I See a Victory, along with Pharrell Williams, for the Hidden Figures soundtrack. She was set to perform the song with Pharrell and let's be on the Ellen Show tomorrow, I think.
Yeah.
At least that was the way it was going to be. But now this video where she appears to suggest that homosexuals should die this year. Quote, I came to tell you about sin. That sin nature, perverted homosexual spirit, the spirit of delusion and confusion, has deceived many men and women. And then she goes on into explicit detail about the homosexual acts she says are perverted. So Ellen tweeted a response to that. For those asking, Kim Burrell will not be appearing on my program. I don't think there's any surprise there. Pharrell Williams also posted a message on Instagram that didn't mention her by name. It said, quote, I condemn hate speech of any kind. There's no room in this world for any kind of prejudice. My greatest hope is for inclusion and love for all of humanity this year. And then Janelle Monae. Why do I know that name?
What's
her
name? Monae. She's, yeah. Janelle Monae is a singer, but she's also an actress in Hidden Figures. She's one of the leads.
Okay. So she basically said the same thing.
Yeah.
So, do we know anything about this Kim Burrell? I've never heard of her before. Anybody know anything
apparently
about her?
She was, you know, pretty big in the gospel world. She's 44 years old. She's had a career for a while, and she's done duets with a lot of different artists.
Nice.
But this...
This is not going to help her any.
This just came out of, I mean, I don't know.
Well, you got to wonder what else she tanked her career, but you know. She's done.
Wow.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of times people forget, like, the super religious that are still kind of against the gay marriage lifestyle. I think of it because in 2008, everybody expected this huge voter turnout to pass gay marriage in California because President Obama was so popular. You know, it was going to be a Democratic elected election. And, you know, these really extreme, especially in the extreme, like, African-American churches, they're not down with that yet. Right. And I think we kind of forget about it because we just have all been sort of mainstreamed in, but interesting.
Well, we become, the other side of it is we become so politically correct that we sort of, in my case, where I'm not politically correct, I tend to not necessarily glom on to stuff like this until I really see it, read between the lines and see that this is, there's no place for this. Because just because you may not like gay people, that's your preference, that's your decision, that's up to you. But that doesn't mean, I mean, you can express yourself and feel good about what you're saying, but don't expect it to go unheard, especially
right,
when you're
posting
everywhere.
People get to consume it how they want to consume it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And especially, I wish sometime we could have a gospel concert here, Kara. There is something about gospel music. I'd never paid any attention to it until Elvis got into it in the 60s. And then for some reason or other, I really started paying a lot of attention to it. And you see, I've been to gospel churches where the only value for me in going to organized religious exercises, the only reason I participated or pay attention now is because of the music. I happen to think that sacred and spiritual and secular music in church is wonderful. And there's nothing better than going to a gospel church.
Well, yeah, for some reason, gospel, that's one type of music that hasn't really made it mainstream. But I know Queen Latifah and Dolly Parton were in that movie a few years ago.
Yes, right. Yeah, that's
and
all about
the music
that.
From that. It's the most wonderful music.
Really, really great. You're right about that, Kara. All right, food for thought here as usual. 28 minutes past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip for the Day. You know, one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, how do I keep my cat off the counter or scratching things around the house? I've come up with a lot of different methods. Everyone works differently, just like every cat is different. Very often what I recommend is you take some double stick tape. You put the double stick tape on your countertop. You blow up a couple of balloons, put the balloons on the double stick tape. This way, when the cat goes to jump on the countertop, guess what's going to happen? Chances are the balloon's going to break, and he'll get startled, and he won't do it again. But if that doesn't work, even walking on the double stick tape, it's like kitty flypaper. He's not thrilled about that. Some of the other things you may want to try as well is aluminum foil. Very often cats don't like the feel of walking on aluminum foil, so it may be a good idea to take some aluminum foil, crunch it up, and put it in the areas where your cat doesn't want to go. Following these methods can make a difference, but the most important thing you do to prevent your cat from jumping up on things is give him plenty of opportunities and plenty of places of his own to jump on. It'll make all the difference in the world. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSeine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSeine.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hearing what this is all about. How do you do? Hello. I'm here celebrating freedom, relationships, the size of this world that we're in. The way to figure out what's going on is to kind of listen to other people that you respect, talk about the issues of the day, and then maybe have a little bit of fun. Every once in a while, comments from Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, John Voigt. Oh, no, John's not here today. Right? Have we got John, Jennifer, or not? Is he ready?
I think he's hiding out, yeah.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, television news coming up in a few moments. Right now, for those of you who are listening to KTSM in El Paso and others who are in Texas and people all around the country who want to know what's going to happen with the wall. When are we going to build that wall? That's what Donald Trump says he's going to do. He's promised to build a wall. That wall. All right, so those of you who can hear this program in El Ciudad Juarez, which is a stone's throw across the river, it's not even the Rio Grande isn't even that big there. You are, I'm told, upset by some of my friends in El Paso. Don't like the idea of erecting a fence. I think there's already a fence there. Isn't there in part? There are a lot of fencing erected there in the last 10 years or so. So with that, there's a nuanced view of what a wall could mean. The Juarez fence has caused problems and relieved problems. It's been up, it's been down, it's been good, it's been bad. Some say the wall has made life in Juarez better because drug problems and human traffickers. I mean, you don't believe. We as Americans, I think, are in a naive state. We don't realize how much of a problem drug mules, drug production, drug sales, and these same people that are selling human beings, they used to come across in Juarez all the time. Mm-hmm. And now the fence there has kept them. But because it's good for America doesn't mean it's good for Juarez. Now, I'm not telling you that I think we ought to be doing things that are... Juarez isn't our problem. It is our problem, but it isn't our problem. If they have problems there, then, you know, they got to straighten them out. There's a new mayor in town, Armando Cabala, is the new mayor in Juarez. He says that fencing and having cameras and sensors and stricter controls on the bridges have stopped a lot of the flagrant crossings of undocumented Mexican migrants into downtown El Paso, which, as I said, is right there in plain sight. There's an army base there. It's quite a nice city. It's very progressive. Big. You drive through on the 10. There's businesses galore on both sides. You can see Juarez as you drive into the city from 10, 12 miles out as you come in. You think the lights are the lights of El Paso. In fact, they're the lights of Juarez. But the other side of this, El Paso is one of the safest cities in the United States these days. Whereas Juarez is considered the murder capital of Mexico. And that's really saying,
wow.
If you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Then Mexico, woo! So, is it our problem? And I ask this with an open mind. I mean, the local supply of drugs, social dynamics in the city, addiction, petty crime, all way down in El Paso, according to what I understand from my friends there. But it's just the opposite on the other side. So do we have an obligation to try to make it better? 1.4 million people live in Juarez. Let's see here. Murders last year. Well, since... Here, listen to this stat. You're going to... This is amazing. In 2014... When work on the fence, 2012, work on the fence was continuing, 336 people were murdered in Juarez. Last year, 3,057 people were murdered in Juarez since the
wall. I mean, for the humanity of it, it needs to be our problem, but there's also another element of people that are coming into the country that way through these little holes. They found prayer rugs all over the border into New Mexico and into Texas. I mean, it's an occurrence. This is how people kind of they sneak in. They go in through Mexico or they go in through Central America or whatever it is, and they make their way up, and this is how they can get into the country. I mean, from a security standpoint, it matters. I mean, probably more importantly and more at risk is just the humane aspect of what's happening. I mean, when you see kids crossing the border by themselves, or you see, like you said, these sex traffickers or drug mules, I mean, it's horrible.
Jennifer, in 6 years ago, before the fence was finished, in the average annual of 4 or 5 year average of crossings, illegal crossings, apprehensions along the border in Juarez went from 122,000 on average a year. Think about that. 122,000 people a year are being apprehended. Never mind the people that are getting across that aren't being apprehended. 122,000 were being apprehended. And this last year, it was only 14,495. So the bridge, I mean, the
fence
wall
works.
Is doing something. Can you build one around the whole country? No, it's not practical. But in this circumstance, maybe where the cities join, this is a fairly unique situation, having been there four or five times, watching, looking. I went across the border once. It was one of the scariest things I ever did. I've been across the border in Juarez, been across the border in Tijuana. Tijuana's not bad. It's kind of like going into a circus. But Juarez, oof, man. And there are a lot of Americans who have set up shop. You can see there's a strip mall on the other side of the river, on the other side of 10. There's a strip mall there where a bunch of American doctors and dentists and, you know, you name it, have set up shop so that Americans go across and get their teeth pulled or cleaned or get an operation or whatever it is without interference from the government. And that's what a lot of people want to do. Mexicans go there. Americans go there. There's some spas that were there. I don't know how they're doing these days, but it's really an incredible. See, if you don't know the story, you haven't heard the story, you don't really know what goes on. You know, you hear about all of the trouble because of El Guapo or whatever his name is. What's the guy's name?
The bad Chapo. Guy? Chapo, yeah.
Chapo, yeah. So Guapo would be a guy who fixed guacamole.
Who's handsome.
Yeah, right. Okay. Anyway. I found this fascinating. I looked at an end-of-the-year report of what's going on as a result of, you know, they're all wondering what's going to happen when Trump gets in. Is he really going to get the government to build a fence? And I suggest to you that when they look at the stats as to what's happened and how it's benefited the American city of El Paso, Texas, you're going to see a lot of support for building this sort of a wall wherever there are encampments, villages, towns, where they can easily look at the past and see how many people are coming across and say, okay, let's look at what they did in El Paso. Look at how it benefited the American side. El Paso's now not burdened by the kind of crime and problems they've had before. So it's a growing city on both sides of the city. And I think about 1.5 million live on both sides. More, a little bit more in Juarez, but still. That's what you want to see. And so it really, don't you think it'll be interesting to sort of watch this and see what happens. But I know that area well, and happy to say hi to my friends listening in El Paso. How do you do? It's now 43 past the hour. In a moment, the television report, a couple of former Fox hosts in the TV news today.
Insight Daily Radio. Hosted by singer and American Idol winner Taylor Hicks, State Plate is a brand new culinary travel series on the INSP network. Each episode of State Plate has Hicks taking a culinary tour of a given state to assemble a plate of that state's most emblematic foods. We spoke with him about this new series.
I'm always looking out for the best food spots when I'm on tour and recording. And this particular idea, obviously, you know, having one idol and been on TV a few times in the last 10 years, it was the perfect concept to take on as a food and travel host. And this particular concept is amazing. I mean, we actually go to the states, fill up a plate of food that is iconic to that state. You know, it is a little bit extreme. I mean, you know, people from Colorado, they say, you know, you're not from Colorado if you haven't tried Rocky Mountain oysters. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that we do. Frog's eye salad in Utah. I mean, that's some of those things that you kind of hear a little bit of, but you really don't know until you get into the particular state. That's something that that we uncovered. If it's a state staple and an iconic food that everybody from that state knows, we're trying it.
That's American Idol winner Taylor Hicks on State Plate, his brand new culinary travel series. State Plate airs Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern on INSP. For more information, visit StatePlateTV.com. Insight Daily Radio.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels.
All right, 46 after the hour now. Time to renew our vows with the reality of who's watching what on television. The fate of Gretchen Carlson, who got paid $20 million because Roger Ailes, I read something like, I cannot describe for you what he did to her. What he did to her. He was on the couch and he had his pants off.
Ew.
I'll leave it at that. And so she got $20 million because of that. And she's on the third hour of the Today Show this week. And yesterday she said that she's going to write a column for Motto, which is Time's Sight, that is aimed toward you, Victoria, toward you, Jennifer, toward you, Kara, for Millennial Women starting next week. And so she's going to write, it's about empowering women and issues that surround women. And I'm guessing this would be in the workplace, but maybe not, maybe broader than that. So I'd like to see her back on television too, frankly. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say she really ticked it for me one way or the other.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think she was likable, definitely. Yeah, I'd love to, right. You know, I want good things for everybody, so I'd love to see her find a place.
Much more likable in my mind than Megyn Kelly, who's off to NBC. And apparently she took less money. Fox was going to pay her $20 million. Mm-hmm. She's getting $15 million from NBC to do different things. She gets 3 shows at NBC. And a work schedule that allows her to be with her children. So there's not much about Megyn Kelly I like. I probably shouldn't have this conversation. You guys carry it. I just find her annoying.
Well, you know, I don't know. I think that the only thing that I like Megyn Kelly, I've watched her for a long time. I would just say that she, in the last year or two, has become the story more than reporting the story. And I know,
yes,
she prides herself on being a
Thank
journalist,
you.
And so that's,
yeah,
always the issue for me. But, I mean, it looks like she's headed in the direction of being more of a star than a journalist at this point. And that's okay. She gets a daytime TV talk show and a weekend news program. I would just say, I don't know how well NBC does daytime. We were talking about it off the air. They've done Meredith Vieira. They've done Katie Couric. They've done these shows that have come on, and they're gone. And maybe Meredith Vieira is still on. I know, Victoria, we were going back and forth on that.
She's syndicated, yeah.
But they're just not burning it up. And so, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it does for Megyn Kelly. I don't know. Maybe she is the next Oprah. We'll have to wait and see. Good luck.
Well, she probably speaks to more to the younger women. Most of the people, certainly on Fox, are older, you know, and older and older and older. And the networks also have that same circumstance to deal with.
Don't know who her audience is, because, you know, because she was on Fox and because she definitely inserted herself into the election, I think liberal women will probably be turned off by her because she came from Fox. And I, yeah, think conservative women will feel like she left them behind at Fox. And I don't know. We'll have to see if she's able to rebuild trust and build up an audience, a base audience.
They must think she has a Q rating, Jennifer, otherwise they wouldn't,
mm-hmm,
hire her.
And she does really well at Fox. I mean, she's the second highest rated show on the network, so.
All right, what's on tonight that's good?
Special guest appearances tonight. That seems to be the theme on this new show on Fox. It's called Star. It's Lee Daniels' latest series. It goes into its regular time slot now with a super big celebrity guest joining. Naomi Campbell, supermodel to the stars. Mm. She's guesting as the wife of the producer played by Lenny Kravitz. Also on Modern Family, Kelsey Grammer joins the cast for a guest appearance as Cam's ex-boyfriend.
All right.
That'll be funny.
10 before the hour with DJV.
Hello? Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Games with your dog, your cat, your pet. Time for us to get serious and to have some fun both with Warren Eckstein, who does that on his radio program, The Pet Show. Every weekend around the country, The Pet Show is heard. Hundreds of radio stations, thousands of people call all the time to millions of listeners who want to find out what has been Warren's latest experience in training dogs and cats and having his nose and ears and his entire being. I didn't mean to highlight your nose, Warren. The highlight of Warren's life, his entire life, has been his relationship with pets. Thus, The Pet Show is the most credible way for you to find out. We have pet tips from him every day on this program. He joins us once a week for some stories about what's going on with various groups of pets. So we were talking off the air about my general manager, Bob Kay, who was my boss at KBC.
And mine as well.
And yours as well, exactly. That's when you and I met, now that I think about it. So he designed the studio for the Frasier set, the radio studio. And you said you were involved somehow or other with Frasier
in that. There were pets on that show, I think.
Well, right? Well, one of my very close friends, Matilda Cagney, who trained Moose, or Eddie, who was the dog's name on the air, also trained the dog for with Jennifer Aniston in, I forget the name of that movie. Anyway, the bottom line is this. I get a call from Entertainment Tonight. Fraser's like the number one show on the air.
Right.
They call me in and say, listen, we want you to sit at the radio, you know, the station that was set up by Bob Kay, and we want you to interview the dog for a half hour. And I said, I'm good. But a half hour is a long, long time to talk to a dog. So I spoke to my friend Matilda. I'm sitting at the radio booth, you know, like the microphone, Frazier's microphone in front of my face. And there's the dog sitting on the desk. His real name was Moose, by the way, who's no longer with us. And so I start talking to the dog. And then I turned to Matilda and I said, listen, every time I say something, do me a favor. Have the dog turn his back at me. Have him yawn. Have him roll over. Have him walk away. So every time I said something to the dog, for a half hour, the dog would yawn and walk away. So it was the funniest segment I ever did because nothing was really accomplished. But it was just funny watching the dog's reaction to me asking him questions.
Yeah. All right. That's cool. I saw something about bomb dogs failing at a number of airports where there are the largest airports, as a matter of fact, in the country, where there are a lot of explosive concerns, drug concerns, that sort of thing. Why would a dog not be able to stay sharp? And therefore not, well, the claim is that passengers are in danger because these dogs are not working. What's your read on that?
Here's the bottom line. My specialty for many years, training Shih Tzu dogs and Polizeihund dogs and retriever dogs and bomb dogs, was my specialty in Europe, training for many countries, many police departments, and many military. So when it comes to bomb dogs and drug dogs, you come to the right guy. The bottom line is a lot of the dogs that are being used for this now come into the United States already trained. They come from the Ukraine. They come from other places in Eastern Europe. They're Shih Tzu trained dogs. They come here, get retraining, and then they go out. The bottom line is these dogs, like good anything, have to practice every day. So what often happens is because they're not finding the bombs, knock on wood, as often as they should, what they should be doing is actually setting up scenarios where there are explosives and the dogs can find them. Kind of what happened at the World Trade Center when they were looking for bodies. They knew they weren't going to find any live people, so they actually put some people underneath so the dogs would find something and at least get the encouragement to go on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now,
I find it interesting that people are so critical of these animals. I think it usually is up to the trainer. Isn't it? The dog.
Yeah, and I'm not going to go into depth. And I talked about this on air this week. There are three specific times in my life. I can't get into specifics. Three specific times in my life, though, however, that my life was saved by the dog that I was with. And I learned a long, long time ago in situations like that, when in doubt, trust the dog's instinct, not your own. It's just amazing how smart they are. If I'm working with a dog and we were looking to, for example, an incendiary device in Southeast Asia or whatever, if I didn't see it and the dog saw it, I would believe the dog and follow whatever advice the dog was giving me and actually saved my life three times.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then that's the from the horse's mouth, if you will.
Let me give you one more tip I want to give you, listeners out there. I've been getting a lot of calls about people saying, you know, veterinary costs are out of hand. What can I do? One of the
That this week, too, how expensive it is now.
Yeah, well, here's the bottom. My dog needs a dental. It's going to be over $2,000.
Yeah, I just had one with my own dog. But here's the bottom line. The biggest medical cost for pets that humans can relate to is prescription medicine. Now, you can save money and avoid a significant markup at the vet's office by ordering the medicine online or going to Walgreens, Target, Costco, get a prescription from your veterinarian. For example, Target now offers $4 generic medications for your pet. So you can save a lot of money by asking for a prescription rather than buying it over the counter at your vet's office.
All right. There's some good advice. Very good advice. Check out thepetshow.com, WarrenEckstein.com, HugsAndKisses.com. All relate back to one thing, taking good care of your pets. It's 59.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/freebook. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/freebook.